You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ford Motor Company got some troubling news this week from Moody's Investors Service, which downgraded Ford's rating to just about junk status. To Moody's, this signifies the chance of a default. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is here with us. So, Daniel, why is Ford's base car and truck business not firing on nearly enough cylinders, as you write in your column today?
Well, I think if you had to boil it down to a couple of things, it would be one, decision making, and two, making really bad calls on product around the world. From China to India to Europe, I heard a very good story about saying, you know, that Ford in the last four or five years in Europe developed a lot of small MPVs and minivans, and I was told, but if you walked around the headquarters of Ford of Europe and said, what's the hottest segment in Europe, they'd say SUVs. Mm. So there's a great example of, you know, the building the wrong product at the wrong time, and the market kind of deserts you. It's a more extreme example in China, where they totally missed the three-row compact SUV, which we don't even have in this country. Think a Ford Escape with a third row in it. But in China, it's a hot segment, and Ford totally missed it.
And then you couple the fact that among the big three, Ford escaped bankruptcy, but it certainly seems from the way you spell things out today that that grueling near-death experience has really made GM a stronger, tougher competitor?
I think it has in a couple of ways. One is enabled them to get rid of debt and get rid of some brands in their cases. But the management has a real chip on its shoulder. A lot of the people that are running that company, starting with Mary Barra, Mark Royce, go down the list, went through this experience and of bankruptcy and the humiliation in a lot of ways, the ignominy of bankruptcy. They have a chip on their shoulder. They have something to prove. The folks at Ford did not go through that process. Sometimes, depending on who you talk to, they can be a little sanctimonious and say, we didn't take the money or we didn't go through bankruptcy, all of which is true. But I think it's had a very clarifying effect on companies like what's now Fiat Chrysler and General Motors. And Ford hasn't gone through that.
Yeah, I noticed you quoted Jim Hackett, CEO, saying what's worse than GM going bankrupt is GM coming out of it and the kind of competitor they became. And at the same time, what former CEO Alan Mulally had to do 10 years ago to keep Ford out of bankruptcy, it's not working now?
Well, it may not be right for the times. I mean, Alan, those of us that were around and covered him know that his one Ford plan was really, if you boiled it down, it was small, medium, large car, trucks, and utilities, and cut the world into essentially three orbs. But what's happened now, they've learned, is that some of the products for, say, on India, which is on track to be the number two market in the world, it's going to bypass the United States as the second largest market, their products were too expensive and too large. And Ford really was struggling with what to do there. And at one point in the late Mark Fields years, we expected that they were going to exit the market altogether. Well, they chose not to do that. So what did they do? They did a JV with Mahindra, an Indian manufacturer, with the hopes that Mahindra knows that market is closer to that market. They've never been able to seem to get their act together in South America. They continue to struggle there. They're in partnership talks with Volkswagen, and they're very clear to say these are not merger talks. These are not cross-shareholding talks where each company would own a portion of the other in shares. But what I think we are probably going to see as part of this restructuring is a partnership in South America, probably in Europe as well with Volkswagen, probably over light commercial vehicles. The vans and the delivery vans and the things that commercial users use. And that's a pretty good market for Ford. And it's not so good of a market for Volkswagen. So I think Ford has something to offer them there, and Volkswagen can offer them some things in other parts of the world.
And, of course, as you point out, the toll is being taken that after 6 years at investment grade, Ford's credit ratings are like near junk status. So how is Hackett and his team, how are they tackling these challenges?
Well, I think there's an expectation on the street to do it now. They want the big bang. They want to see the big presentation, lay the whole thing out, tell us plants, jobs, peoples, regions, products, the whole nine yards. Their sense is that they need to be more strategic about this. I think at this point, there are constituencies associated with all of those actions, whether it's suppliers or dealers or employees or unions or plants or governments. So all of that stuff plays into this, and I think their feeling is they need to work with those constituencies as they move ahead. One of the things I think Jim Hackett is trying to do is if he looks at this and say, okay, if we've missed all of these markets, and oh, by the way, they were also building a lot of cars in the United States that weren't selling, which is one of the reasons they are getting out of the car business. If we're making all these calls around the world badly, what are we doing wrong? What's wrong with the process? Who's driving the decision-making? And maybe they shouldn't be driving the decision-making. So I think one of the things he's trying to do, in fact, I know it is he wants to kind of turn things around and say, we need to be more forward-facing to the customer. We need to have marketing people and salespeople much more involved in how we develop product, what the market is asking for, what the competition is doing, and that not be driven so much by engineering and product development. Ford historically has been driven by finance and engineering and product development. They've been the most powerful functions within the company. And you need powerful functions, and you need that competence, no question. But I think one of the things they're grappling with is that maybe they have been calling the tune too much. And as a result, they've been missing some of these product innovations and movements in the markets that are really important. I mean, if your revenue in China is dropping like a stone and you're Ford Motor Company, you got a very major problem. It's the number two market for them worldwide. They have to be in there. They have to be competing. And the final thing I would point out is they do not have the luxury of General Motors that could go and sell Opel in Europe and just leave it and just walk away. Ford is the Blue Oval. They can't sell a part of the Blue Oval to somebody else in another part of the world and say, okay, you now are in charge of the Blue Oval in this entire region. They're not going to do that because they've come to the conclusion that they can't. So they have to fix these regions or they have to leave them all together. And I think right now they're trying to fix them before they go to the ultimate move of leaving altogether.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.